आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम सरबजीत कौर। द हेडलाइंस। स्टार्टअप महाकुंभ शोकेसिंग द स्टार्टअप इकोसिस्टम ऑफ इंडिया टू बिगिन टुडे इन न्यू दिल्ली। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी टू एड्रेस विजय संकल्प सभा एट जगत्याल इन तेलंगाना दिस मॉर्निंग। Enforcement Directorate summons Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal today in money laundering case linked to alleged irregularities in Delhi Jal Board. National Testing Agency to conduct CUET-UG exams between 15th and 31st of May as announced earlier. Vladimir Putin wins Russian presidential elections for record fifth term. And in cricket, Royal Challengers Bangalore beat Delhi Capitals by 8 wickets to lift Women's Premier League title. And now the news in detail. Startup Mahakumbh, one of the biggest events showcasing the startup ecosystem of India, will begin in New Delhi today. The event will be held till Wednesday at Bharat Mandapam. The event will have sector-focused pavilions, including pavilions on artificial intelligence, business-to-business, agri-tech, deep tech, climate tech, gaming, e-sports, fintech, incubators and accelerators. This startup event aims to connect startups with a spectrum of inventors, including venture capitalists, investors and potential corporate partners. Speaking at a curtain raiser press conference in New Delhi, DPIIT Secretary Rajesh Kumar Singh said, "This is the first of its kind event which is being organized at such large scale in the national capital." He said, "India has the third largest startup ecosystem and large number of startup ecosystems are adding to the list every day." Mr. Singh further said, "Prime Minister Narendra Modi is expected to participate in the event." More than 2,000 startups, 30,000 future entrepreneurs, 50,000 business visitors, thousands of investors and over 500 incubators and delegations from 10 countries will take part in this mega event. Addressing a conclave organized by a media group in New Delhi, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said, "The number of startups in India has gone up many folds during the last 10 years.
आज मूड ऑफ द नेशन विकसित भारत के निर्माण का है। ये सही है कि 10 साल पहले तक बहुत इने गिने स्टार्टअप थे, मुश्किल से 100 के आसपास होते थे। आज करीब 1,25,000 स्टार्टअप रजिस्टर्ड स्टार्टअप हैं। लेकिन भारत की स्टार्टअप क्रांति की पहचान सिर्फ नंबर वाली नहीं है। भारत की स्टार्टअप क्रांति की असली पहचान ये है कि ये स्टार्टअप हिंदुस्तान के 600 डिस्ट्रिक्ट से भी ज्यादा डिस्ट्रिक्ट में है।
In Telangana, BJP leaders have made all arrangements for Prime Minister and BJP senior leader Narendra Modi's Vijay Sankalp Sabha at Jagatyal this morning. Mr. Modi will address a public meeting at Geeta Vidyalayam grounds at around 11:30 a.m. BJP candidates from Nizamabad, Karimnagar and Peddapalli parliamentary constituencies will also attend the meeting. Lok Sabha member Arvind Dharmapuri and the party's Nizamabad district president K. Dinesh Kumar reviewed the arrangements for the public meeting. This is the third event of Mr. Modi in Telangana during the past 5 days. He took part in a mega roadshow at Malkajgiri and addressed Vijay Sankalp Sabha at Nagar Kurnool 2 days ago as part of his 5-state visit in the southern part of the country. In Punjab, voting for the Lok Sabha elections will be held in the 7th and last phase on 1st of June. Our correspondent reports that the total number of voters in the state are more than 2,12,71,000.
This time, an increase of 3,78,000 has been recorded in the number of voters as compared to the year 2019. Among these, especially, the number of women voters has been more than 2,24,000. Among the 13 Lok Sabha constituencies of the state, the highest number of voters, more than 17,87,000, is in Patiala Lok Sabha constituency, while the least number is in Sangarur constituency, where voters are more than 15,50,000. Voters in the state will have to wait for the last phase of elections till June 1st, but they will not have to wait long for the results. Shishu Sharma Chantal, Akashwani News, Jalandhar.
The Election Commission has announced para archer and Arjuna awardee Sheetal Devi as its national PWD icon. Her name was announced at an exhibition cricket match between the Indian Deaf Cricket Association team and the Delhi and District Cricket Association team in Delhi. The match was organized by Election Commission in association with the Board of Control for Cricket in India to foster voter education and inclusivity. On the occasion, the Commission launched a dedicated Voters Guide for PWDs and senior citizen electors.
Lok Nirnay 2024 Special Program on General Elections.
Tomorrow evening at 7 and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashwani Gold.
Updates of election activities.
Insights from regions and constituencies.
Experts' opinion and analysis.
In the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned for Lok Prasarak Ke Saath Lok Nirnay 2024.
The Enforcement Directorate, ED, has summoned Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal in the money laundering case linked to alleged irregularities in the Delhi Jal Board, DJB. He has been asked to depose before the investigation agency at its office in the National Capital today and record his statement under the provisions of the Prevention of Money Laundering Act. This is the second case registered under the PMLA in which Mr. Kejriwal has been summoned. He is already facing summons for questioning in the Delhi excise policy linked money laundering case. He has skipped 8 summons in this case till now, terming them illegal. The directorate had sent him the 9th notice in the excise policy case to appear before it on the 21st of this month. The Enforcement Directorate in the DJB case has alleged that bribe money generated from corruption in a contract issued by this Delhi government department was passed on as election funds to the AAP. Last month, the agency raided the premises of Mr. Kejriwal's personal assistant, Vibhav Kumar, party Rajya Sabha MP N.D. Gupta and others as part of this investigation. The National Testing Agency, NTA, will conduct CUET-UG between 15th and 31st of May, as announced earlier. In this period, 2 dates overlap with the general election dates on 20th and 25th of May. UGCE chairperson Mr. Jagdish Kumar said in a social media post that after the last date for filling out applications on 26th March, the number of students registered for CUET-UG and their geographical distribution will be known. He said that based on this data and the election dates, the NTA will announce the date sheet for CUET-UG between 15th and 31st of May. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts. Welcome back to the morning news. Russian President Vladimir Putin has clinched a historic 5th term, securing a landslide victory in the presidential polls. He hailed his preordained electoral victory as a sign of the country's trust and hope in him. Mr. Putin claimed another 6-year term by getting 87% of the vote. Election officials said other candidates languished below 5%. Communist candidate Nikolai Karatinov finished second and newcomer Ladislav Davenkov third. This victory has solidified Mr. Putin's position as Russia's longest-serving leader, surpassing Joseph Stalin. Mr. Putin told supporters in a victory speech in Moscow that he would prioritize resolving tasks associated with what he called Russia's military operation in Ukraine and would strengthen the Russian military. North Korea fired short-range ballistic missiles into the sea today for the first time in 2 months as U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken visited Seoul for a conference hosted by President Yoon Suk-yeol on advancing democracy. South Korea's military said several short-range missiles flew about 300 kilometers after being fired this morning from Pyongyang, the North's capital, landing off the east coast. Following a 40-hour-long operation in the Arabian Sea, the Indian Navy warship INS Kolkata is set to bring 35 apprehended pirates to India. Navy officials said the INS Kolkata has taken 35 sea pirates into its custody and is being brought to India along with the 17 crew members rescued after the major operation. During the operation, the Indian Navy forced the pirates to surrender and rescued 17 crew members from the distressed merchant vessel MV Ruin on Saturday. The merchant vessel is also being brought to India. Third meeting of the India-Maldives high-level core group was held in Mali yesterday, where the two sides reviewed the ongoing deputation of Indian technical personnel to enable continued operation of Indian aviation platforms that provide humanitarian services to people of Maldives. In an official release, the Ministry of External Affairs said both sides continued their discussions on wide-ranging issues related to bilateral cooperation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the first ever Formula 4 car show, which was held on the banks of the Dal Lake in Srinagar, will further help showcase the beauty of Jammu and Kashmir. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, India offers great opportunities for motor sports to thrive, and Srinagar is right on top of the places where it can happen. The first ever Formula 4 car show was held on the banks of Dal Lake yesterday. In the final of the Women's Premier League cricket, Royal Challengers Bangalore beat Delhi Capitals by 8 wickets at Arun Jaitley Stadium in New Delhi last night. Chasing a target of 114 runs set by Delhi Capitals, Bangalore scored 115 for 2 in 19.3 overs. For Bangalore, Elias Perry was the highest scorer with 35 runs. Earlier, deciding to bat first, Delhi Capitals were all out for 113 runs in 18.3 overs. For Delhi Capitals, Shefali Verma was the top scorer with 44 runs. Sophie Molyneux was declared player of the match. The entire city of Mathura is smeared in colours as celebrations for the 10-day Braj Ki Holi began with Barsana's famous Laddu Mar Holi yesterday. After the Laddu Mar Holi in Barsana village, the celebrations are scheduled to shift to Lat Mar Holi today, where men from neighbouring towns, especially Mathura, will visit Barsana to participate in this unique celebration. The women of Barsana playfully hit them with sticks. As the name suggests, the Braj Ki Holi traditions take a cue from Lord Krishna and Radha's life, and the celebrations at Mathura, Vrindavan, Barsana, Nandgaon and Gokul are dedicated to Krishna Kanhaiya, who spent his childhood in these regions. Holi will be celebrated across the country on 25th of this month. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued orange alert in parts of Maharashtra, Madhya Pradesh and Chhattisgarh. It said that isolated hailstorm, thunderstorms, lightning and gusty winds will appear over parts of Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Vidarbha, Chhattisgarh and Jharkhand today. Light to moderate rainfall, thunderstorms and lightning will also fall over parts of Telangana, Andhra Pradesh and northeast India during the next 2 days. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Anita Anand.
Thank you, Sarabjit. EC uploads more data on bonds till November 2023 is the lead headline in the Hindustan Times. With India calling for discussion on scope of e-transmission moratorium at WTO General Council, India wants digitized goods tariffs to be kept outside WTO moratorium, writes the Hindu Business Line. With rural sales growth continuing to outpace urban, smaller towns, the next pit stop for carmakers, states the Business Standard. The statesman takes note of the operation in the Arabian Sea. Navy's 40-hour operation led to surrender of 35 pirates, rescue of 17 crew members. And finally, with more women participating in voting than ever before, the Times of India has an inspiring story under the caption, Every Vote Counts, how women are gaining bargaining power in politics. And with that, it's back to you, Sarabjit.
Thank you, Anita. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Startup Mahakumbh showcasing the startup ecosystem of India to begin today in New Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to address Vijay Sankalp Sabha at Jagtial in Telangana this morning. Enforcement Directorate summons Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal today in money laundering case linked to alleged irregularities in Delhi Jal Board. National Testing Agency to conduct CUET-UG exams between 15th and 31st of May as announced earlier. Vladimir Putin wins Russian presidential elections for record 5th term. And in cricket, Royal Challengers Bangalore beat Delhi Capitals by 8 wickets to lift Women's Premier League title. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.